For the past 80 years, unverified reports have circulated that the United States government has recovered the remains of alien craft. These stories have been given a boost by release of United States Defense Department videos of what they called unidentified anomalous phenomena. First, we had angels and demons, then flying saucers, followed by UFOs, that is, unidentified flying objects. Then came unidentified aerial phenomena, and now the terminology is unidentified anomalous phenomena. Now, NASA has been tasked with investigating unclassified reports of UAPs and is due to report later this month. Meanwhile, an interview on the United States television channel News Nation has sparked a new inquiry in the United States Congress. The interviewer, Ross Cohart. He is an Australian journalist who was born in the United Kingdom and educated in New Zealand. He is the author of the book In Plain Sight, which purports to be about interviews with people who have seen UAPs and even worked in trying to reverse engineer the non-human technology from crashed craft. The interviewee was David Grush, who was later called to testify to the Subcommittee on National Security, the Border and Foreign Affairs in the United States Congress. Here is how he introduced himself.
My name is David Charles Grush. I was an intelligence officer for 14 years, both in the U.S. Air Force, both active duty Air National Guard and Reserve, at the rank of major, and most recently, from 2021 to 2025, or excuse me, 2023, at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, NGA, at the GS-15 civilian level, which is the military equivalent of a full-bird colonel. I was my agency's co-lead in unidentified anomalous phenomena and transmedium object analysis, as well as reporting to the UAP Task Force, UAPTF, and eventually, once it was established, the All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, ARRO.
In response to questions, Grush repeated some of the claims he had made to Ross Cohart. One of these was that the United States military have in their possession a dozen intact or damaged non-human craft.
In 2019, the UAP Task Force Director asked me to identify all special access programs and controlled access programs, also known as SAPs and CAPs, we needed to satisfy our congressionally mandated mission. And we were direct report at the time to the DepSecDef. At the time, due to my extensive executive level intelligence support duties, I was cleared to literally all relevant compartments and in a position of extreme trust, both in my military and civilian capacities. I was informed in the course of my official duties of a multi-decade UAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering program. To which I was denied access to those additional read-ons when I requested it. I made the decision, based on the data I collected, to report this information to my superiors and multiple inspectors general, and in effect becoming a whistleblower.
Upon further questioning, Grush repeated this claim.
Mr. Grush, finally, do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
And where?
I know the exact locations, and those locations were provided to the Inspector General and some of which to the Intelligence Committees. I actually had the people with the firsthand knowledge provide a protected disclosure to the Inspector General.
And Grush said that efforts were being made to reverse engineer the non-human technologies.
Mr. Grush, as a result of your previous government work, have you met with people with direct knowledge or have direct knowledge yourself of non-human origin craft?
Yes, I personally interviewed those individuals.
Mr. Grush, as a result of your previous government work, have you met with people with direct knowledge or have direct knowledge yourself about ATs, advanced technologies that the U.S. government has?
Based on conventional advanced tech, I was briefed to the preponderance of the Defense Department's both space and aerospace compartmented programs, yeah.
Do you have knowledge or do you have reason to believe that there are programs in the advanced tech space that are unsanctioned?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when you say that they're above congressional oversight, what do you mean?
Complicated question. So there's, you know, some, I would call it abuse here. So congressional oversight of conventional special access programs, so I'll use Title 10, so DOD as an example, right? So 10 U.S. Code Section 119 discusses congressional oversight of SAPs, discusses the DepSecDef's ability to waive congressional reporting. However, the Gang of Eight is at least supposed to be notified if a, you know, a waived or waived bigoted unacknowledged SAP is created, and that's public law.
Well, so that how does, I mean, I don't want to cut you off, but yeah. How does a program like that get funded?
I will give you generalities. I can get very specific in a closed session, but a misappropriation of funds and
Does that mean that there is money in the budget that is said to go to a program, but it doesn't, and it goes to something else?
Yes, I have specific knowledge of that. Yep.
Do you think U.S. corporations are overcharging for certain tech they're selling to the U.S. government, and that additional money is going to programs?
Correct, through something called IRAD.
And Grush gave a brief history of recovered UAPs.
Has the U.S. government become aware of actual evidence of extraterrestrial, otherwise unexplained forms of intelligence? And if so, when do you think this first occurred?
I like to use the term non-human. I don't like to denote origin. Keeps the aperture open, both scientifically.
Right.
Certainly, like I've discussed publicly previously in 1930s.
And he was emphatic that non-human material had been recovered.
One of my constituents actually sent this next question, and I figured I'd ask it since I had the same thought. You've said that U.S. has intact spacecraft. You said that the government has alien bodies or alien species. Have you seen the spacecraft?
I have to be careful to describe what I've seen firsthand and not in this environment, but I could answer that question behind closed doors. Yeah.
And have you seen any of the bodies?
That's something I've not witnessed myself.
Okay. And so with that being said, you know, the other statement that has been made that was intriguing to me because, and it's intriguing because my view has been that we are billions of light years away from any other system. And the concept that an alien species that's technologically advanced enough to travel billions of light years gets here and somehow is incompetent enough to not survive Earth or crashes is something that I find a little bit far-fetched. And with that being said, you have mentioned that there's interdimensional potential. Could you expound on that?
I'll get to answer your first question, and you know I'm here as a fact witness and expert, but I will give you a theoretical framework at least to work off to kind of espouse crashes, regardless of you know your level of sentience, right? You know, planes crash, cars crash, n number of sorties, however high, a small percentage are going to end in, you know, mission failure, if you will, as we say in the Air Force. And then in terms of multidimensionality, that kind of thing, the framework that I'm familiar with, for example, is something called the holographic principle. It derives itself from general relativity and quantum mechanics. And that is, if you want to imagine a 3D object such as yourself casting a shadow onto a 2D surface, that's the holographic principle. So you can be projected, quasi-projected from higher dimensional space to lower dimensional. It's a scientific trope that you can actually cross, literally, as far as I understand, but there's probably guys with PhDs that we could probably argue about that.
But you have not seen any documentation that that's what's occurring.
Only a theoretical framework discussion. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Occam's razor is that these aircraft, have they been identified that they are being produced by domestic, military and contractors? Is there any evidence that that's what's being recovered?
Not to my knowledge. Plus, the recoveries predate a lot of our advanced programs that I previously am witting of. So,
Would it be safe to say that there could be a scenario today where you have an aircraft that crashes and because it's been involved in one program from one federal agency, and the agency that retrieves it is not aware of that program, and to them it appears alien in origin?
I mean, that's a hypothetical situation. I'm not aware of any historical situation that would match that you described. So
you're not aware, it has not happened that you're aware of?
That I'm aware of.
And Gresh emphasized that what he called biologics had been found.
You've stated that the government is in possession of potentially non-human spacecraft. Based on your experience and extensive conversations with experts, do you believe our government has made contact with intelligent extraterrestrials?
Something I can't discuss in public setting.
Okay, I can't ask when you think this occurred. If you believe we have crashed craft, stated earlier, do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
As I've stated publicly already in my News Nation interview, biologics came with some of these recoveries, yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
And was this documentary evidence, this video, photos, eyewitness? Like, how would that be determined?
The specific documentation I would have to talk to you in a skiff about.
Gotcha. Yeah.
A rather cagey Gresh there. And we have more about this UAP hearing after these messages.
88.3 Southern FM.
This is The Space Show with Andrew Rennie. Over the past 80 years, since the flying saucer craze started in 1947, people have speculated on their origin. One early idea was that they came from Venus, Mars, or the Moon. With space exploration in the second half of the 20th century put paid to that idea, unless you believe the crazies that inhabit YouTube. The next most popular idea is they are interstellar, using some faster-than-light technology. Other ideas have been that they came from inside the Earth, or that they are time travelers from our future. Now, one congressman was incredulous that given the ubiquity of satellite imagery, the UAPs had not been photographed.
Satellite imagery. Let's talk about satellite imagery. We have satellites all over the place, some that we're aware of and many that we're not aware of, right? We're taking pictures of everything at every point and second. Mr. Grush, are you aware, do you have direct knowledge, or have you talked to people with direct knowledge, that there are satellite imagery of these events?
That was one of my primary tasks at NGA, since we process, exploit, and disseminate that kind of information. I've seen multiple cases, some of which, to my understanding, and of course I left NGA in April, so that's my information cutoff date, but I personally reviewed both what we call overhead collection and from other strategic and tactical platforms that were, I could not even explain prosaically, and I have a degree in physics, by the way, as well, and I am aware that you guys have not seen these reports, unfortunately. And I don't know why.
Do you have direct knowledge, or you had spoken to people with direct knowledge, that this imagery applies to crash sites, crash imagery?
I can't discuss that in an open session.
Okay. Do you have any information that the U.S. government is involved in a disinformation campaign to deny the existence of certain UAPs?
I can't go beyond what I've already stated publicly in my News Nation interview because it touches other sensitivities.
Now, I'm not going to closely pull apart David Grush's claims, but just consider these points. First, why do these things, wherever they happen to come from, have a habit of crashing into New Mexico, Nevada, or Utah, and not into Australia or New Zealand? Well, okay, New Zealand's pretty small, but Australia is the same size as the United States. Why are we missing out? Second, even if the United States government does have a dozen flying saucers in its custody, how come no civilian managed to photograph or much less see them before the military arrived to impound them? After all, Skylab, Crew Dragon, and the Indian rocket tank were all found and reported by civilians here in Australia. Third, 80 years is a long time for hundreds, if not thousands, of people to keep such an important event secret. Even the Minister for Everything, Scott Morrison, was outed here in Australia. However, there are millions of people who have been awaiting the big captured flying saucer reveal for 8 decades. They are anticipating that will happen any day now. But hey, Christians have been expecting the second coming of Christ for 2,000 years now, and so far they have been out of luck. At the July 27 congressional hearing, another witness was a former United States Navy fighter pilot, Ryan Graves. He made this astonishing claim.
My next question would actually be for Mr. Graves. Can you please explain to me in detail the event that occurred at Vandenberg Air Force Base?
Certainly. In the 2003 timeframe, a large group of Boeing contractors were operating near one of the launch facilities at Vandenberg Air Force Base when they observed a very large 100-yard-sided red square approach the base from the ocean and hover at low altitude over one of the launch facilities. This object remained for about 45 seconds or so before darting off over the mountains. There was a similar event within 24 hours later in the evening. This was a morning event, I believe 8:45 in the morning. Later in the evening, post-sunset, there were reports of other sightings on base, including some aggressive behaviors. These objects were approaching some of the security guards at rapid speeds before darting off. And this is information that was received through one of the witnesses that have approached me at Americans for Safe Aerospace.
Was this documented in any official form, whether it was a police blotter?
Yes. They had official documentation and records from the event that the witness held over the years.
And I'm not going to ask you to do it right now for time reasons, but you'd be able to sketch what was witnessed, correct? And have you seen that before on any other equipment and or during your flight time?
I have not seen what they've described. This object was estimated to be almost the size of a football field, and I have not seen anything personally that large.
Now, I ask you, something the size of a football field comes over Vandenberg Air Force Base before moving inland over the nearby mountains, and only Boeing employees report it? And no one outside the base, say in the surrounding towns or on the freeways, saw it? Given that smart camera telephones were not as common 20 years ago as they are today, no one photographed it? Or at least managed to publish their photograph? But hey, let's not get too critical of those Boeing guys. I, too, have been to Vandenberg Air Force Base and don't have any photographs to prove it. I was there on 1980 May the 27th as a guest of NASA to watch an Atlas F rocket launch NOAA B, a weather satellite. NASA allows photography of its satellite launches when they are from its own launch sites. But this was from the Air Force Base, and as a condition of entry, I had to leave my camera behind. And from the Air Force's point of view, it was just as well. Because off to the right, I could see a Titan 3D rocket being prepared to launch a top-secret KH-9 hexagon spy satellite. Popularly called Big Bird 16, it was launched 3 weeks later. I was also able to explore the Scout rocket control room, where photographs of the classified Blue Scout launches were proudly displayed. Can I prove any of this with photographs? No. But I still do have my NASA accreditation badge that got me into Vandenberg at 2 a.m., 1 hour before the NOAA B was launched. Well, just to finish off the space show, we'll just hear a little bit of Chip Douglas. It Came From Outer Space. It's a parody of I Am a Believer by the Monkees, and it's about UFOs.
Get it. UFOs were only fairy tales, meant for someone else to see, not me. I looked up one night, much to my surprise, a big round thing was hovering in the skies. It came from outer space, now I'm a believer. Burned my face, no doubt in my mind. It's a UFO. Oh, I'm a believer. I'll eat a beaver if I'm lying. Well, I thought they were more or less a hidden thing. Seems the more I look, the less I see. No one could have doubted what I really saw. Only the military or the law. Came from outer space. Now I'm a believer. Burn my faith. No doubt in my mind. It's a UFO. Oh.